You're listening to the Ben Uyama Podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive. I'm also married, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
What's good, brother? I know what's not good. The insidious, constant, endless sexual fantasies, thoughts, and distractions of your over-sexualized brain. I know, guys, I know what it's like. I know exactly what it's like. I remember times where I was just walking down the mall and I was just overcome with this feeling of like, I can't imagine ever not having a sexual brain. I can't imagine it's possible. How is this possible? It's everywhere. It's subtle, but constant and endless. And I remember feeling so depressed and down because I just gave up hope that I could ever stop the constant feelings of sexual desire and thoughts and fantasies. And since then, I have not had any of that. I have completely desexualized my brain to the point where I look back at the jungle that I was lost in for decades and I go, man, all I had to do was take these steps. All I had to do was go this direction. All I had to do was step into the light, and now I know that you're there in the jungle, lost. And I'm going to tell you guys how desexualizing your brain in three ways will make you unstoppable in life. Completely unstoppable. I have evidence, and I have four ways, not just to tell you why, but how. I'm going to tell you how to desexualize your brain, because this is what I've been doing in my life professionally, is helping people with porn addiction. Don't worry, I have nothing to sell you guys. I'm making this video just because I love you and I feel you. The first thing that will make you unstoppable when you desexualize your brain is that you will have unstoppable real intimacy, real relationships. I'm not just talking about finding a wife, partner. Yes, that of course. But when you detox off this stuff and heal your brain, the damaged brain, you will stop giving your attention to the fake shit. What the dopamine is doing to your brain in real time is telling you, literally telling you, that this porn, this sexualized content, this Instagram model content, whatever you're consuming, this is real. This is intimacy. It's literally telling you this. Obviously, it's not. Obviously, it's fake. So when you desexualize your brain, naturally, your dopamine system will recalibrate and it will start you on this path to finding real intimacy, a true woman, a real relationship. Not the artificial forms of what beauty and attraction is, but the real, genuine essence of a woman is what you will naturally be drawn to, and you will find that real intimacy in your life with a woman, but also real intimacy in your friendships, your brotherhood, with your family, with your parents, because you'll stop being distracted, you will stop isolating yourself in your room, consuming porn, Instagram, social media, endlessly, but you will have a natural desire to look at people in the eyes, women, your mother, your father, your friends, without shame and guilt and remorse in your life, and you will look at them and say, I'm a real man, because I am exactly the man that I want to be, and I have nothing to hide, no more shadows in my life. The second thing, reason that desexualizing your brain will make you unstoppable is because you will have unstoppable focus. Your attention has been siphoned from your life. Your attention has been given endlessly to your sexual thoughts. Just think for a moment. Try to calculate the amount of time, energy, focus, attention that has been taken from your life towards sexual fantasies, thoughts. Not only that, but the constant battle and back and forth, should I not? And then the endless hours that you spend scrolling through social media, sexual content, eventually watching porn, the hours into the night you've watched porn, masturbated, and then the feelings afterwards of just, I can't believe I just did that again, what is wrong with me? It's constant. Add all of that up, all of that attention, we could change the world. How many hours do we collectively spend on one porn website, the main porn website? It's 5 billion hours every single year that we collectively spend. This was a study done years ago. These websites publicize their statistics, by the way, proudly. Do you know how many years 5 billion hours is? Do the math. 5 billion hours. If you traveled back in time 5 billion hours, which year would you land in? Is it AD or BC? Before Christ or after Christ? The year you would land in is 570,000 BC. We spend 500,000, no, more than 570,000 years collectively, every single year, on one porn website. On one porn website. Why am I saying this? That is the amount of time that has been wasted. Way, way, way more than that. It's in the trillions of hours that has been wasted on sexual stuff. So you, my friend, will get back all of that focus and attention to devote yourself fully to things that are actually important. It's hours. It's not hours, just time. It's your attention. It's your headspace. It's your eyes wandering constantly. This is what you get back. The third thing that you will get to be unstoppable is emotional control. Think about it for a second. The real fundamental root reason as to why you go to sexual fantasy, to porn, is it because the fallacy that everyone believes, that you've been tricked into believing, is that you watch porn because you're a high sex drive person. You just have an uncontrollable sex drive, and that's why you need hyper-stimulating, overstimulating, supernormal sexual content. Think about it for a second. Is sexuality part of it? Yes, it's a small part of it. But the real reason, under the iceberg reason nobody talks about, is because porn is an easy escape from life. It is an easy way to deal with difficult emotions. Stress, boredom, loneliness, anxiety, uncertainty, all this stuff, depression. You know this is true too. You're bored, you go on social media. You're bored, you check out that one sexual content, that one TV show you shouldn't watch, movie you shouldn't watch. Before you know it, you're watching porn, sexualizing your brain. Think about this for a second. Why is it that your brain is over-sexualized in the first place? And you can say, oh, it's because I'm a sexual person. Oh, congratulations, you're a special snowflake. You're a special man, because you have a higher than average sex drive. No, you're not. You have a normal sex drive. You're not a freak. You're not a fiend. You're not a pervert. You're normal. And you have just found the easiest way for you to escape life is through sexual fantasy, sexual thoughts, porn, masturbation. That is it. That is all that is going on, my friend. And when you understand that, the reason you're escaping is because of emotional needs that you have that have never been dealt with, the anger, the stress, the frustration, the depression, the anxiety, the boredom, the loneliness, all natural human emotions that you will always experience, but you have only learned how to deal with those emotions in an unproductive, destructive, unhealthy, degenerate way, which is to go to social media, to sexual content, and therefore have trained your brain to be aroused by specific types of content. In a healthy world, originally, without, if you've never been trained by this stuff, you would not be aroused by this stuff. You would not be distracted by this stuff. And I know this because I've experienced it myself. I have detoxed all this stuff. I have untrained my brain, so I know it's possible. And I've helped men do the exact same thing. All right, I'll give you the solutions in a second. This is a solution. Four steps to desexualize your brain. I'm not just gonna tell you what's going on. I'm gonna tell you how to do it. It's four steps. And it'll only take you 1 month, and it won't be that difficult. Here we go. Step one. Do a 7-day total detox from all media. Everything. Porn, YouTube, social media, Meta, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all of it. Articles, videos, all of it. Detox complete. Complete detox. Oh, I can't. It's impossible. It's 1 week, guys. I know. Trust me. Try it for 1 week. Honestly, like, look at your phone and see how much content you've consumed just in the last week. It's probably more than you're willing to admit. I know this is true, guys. I've been through this. 1 week total detox. Why is this important? Because in this 1 week, you will have certain moments where you will want to go to your phone, and because you're not going to, instead you're going to journal, reflect, internalize, why am I going to my phone in this very moment? This is step two. While you're doing the 7-day detox, the second step is to identify, evaluate the specific times and moments where you are wanting to go to your phone, to YouTube, to Instagram, to whatever. That's step two. Identify, write it down, say, when I'm bored, I usually go to this app. When I'm stressed, I go to porn. When I'm this, I go to this. So what you'll learn about in this 1 week is you'll get feedback from yourself. You'll get hints from yourself as to what the actual root issue is, and then you can address what's really going on here. Because it's not a sex drive thing, primarily. Part of it, yes, primarily, It's a root emotional thing, okay? So that's second step. Step three. In this 1 week process of complete detox, I'll give you some maybe some parameters around the 1 week detox that'll be helpful. Step three is you find alternative activities that are default activities that you do when you feel these emotions that tend to usually lead you to social media and your phone. For example, if you notice you're stressed and you want to just go on video games or watch a thing, instead you say, okay, I'm feeling stressed. Cool. I'm going to go outside, take a walk. I'm going to journal in my messaging app or my notes app. Why am I feeling this? I try to understand my emotions, peel it back. I'm going to call someone, my bro, my friend, my parent, whoever. I'm going to pray. I'm going to meditate. Anything is better than going to your phone. Like, just real talk. Anything. There's a billion things, probably 2 billion things that are better than going to your phone when you're feeling difficult emotions. All right? Number four step, after you have found alternative actions, activities that you can do, is to evaluate after this 7 days. How do I feel? How do I feel? More chances than not, almost everyone that I've done this process with, I've asked them, how do you feel after doing it for 1 week? Almost everyone says, this was probably the best week of my life. Why is that? You're healing your brain, you're finding true happiness and joy, and you're getting so much time back. Hours of your day that were otherwise spent on your phone, you have back in your life that you can introduce new things to. I'm finding myself connecting more with people, with friends, calling people more, connecting in person, exercising more. I find myself journaling, internalizing, praying more. That is the point. That is what we're going to. That's 5 billion hours a year that we spend that can be used towards solving all of the world's issues. All of them can be done if we focus our attention and our sex drive and our sexuality to things that really matter. You can do anything if you spend that time and energy that you've been wasting on things that really do matter in your life. You can do absolutely anything. And this is how people succeed. This is actually it. They remove the stuff, the constraints that are keeping them back, and they remove them. It's not that they're doing more, it's they're doing less of the stuff that you're doing. That's how people succeed. They're doing less of the stuff that is consuming your attention, your focus, and they put it elsewhere. That's it. They're not doing more meditation. They're not doing more morning affirmations and cold showers, waking up early. They're just doing less of the stuff that's keeping you enslaved. That's it. So step four is to do it for 28 days. That's step four. You've done it for 1 week, do it for 3 more weeks. So 4 weeks total, 28 days. Because 28 days is the time that you need for your brain to heal, to detox, to rewire your dopamine system so that you can have a healthy dopamine level. And that is how you do it. That's it. This will change your life. This will change your life. Let me know in the comments that you're starting. Let me know how it goes, how you progress. Now, I told you earlier, I'm going to give you some parameters of this protocol of 1 week. First of all, I recommend that you use an app to block websites and apps that you want to detox on, okay? I recommend an app called BlockSite, no affiliation. I just like it personally. I use it every day. It's how I don't consume anything. It's because we have this habit of doom scrolling when we're bored or something, and we don't even notice it. It's like biting your nails. It's like you don't notice you're biting your nails or whatever your habit is. You just do it because it's a habit by definition. So how to do it is you block those things. So when you go to the app, it's just like block. It's like, oh, you block the cycle, the doom scrolling. You're like, oh yeah, that's not what I wanted to do with my time on the toilet or in the elevator. I'm going to do something else. And so by default, what happens is you naturally start to do things that are more productive. For me, as soon as I go to a website, it's like, oh, I can't do that because I don't want to. Done deal. And then my next thought is, what can I do? I can go to my journaling app. So on my phone right now, literally the only thing I can do with my phone is journal in my notes app. That's the only thing. So my journal is constantly, 2 or 3 times every single day, I'm writing journal entries about how I'm doing, how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling something difficult, I will journal about it. I will understand it. If I'm feeling stressed or uncertain or bored or anything at all, I will journal about it. And guess what? It's magic what happens when you deal with the emotions instead of trying to squash them down. It is magical. And so that's what you got to do more of, and that's what I do more of. The second parameter I want to give you around the detox is that if you want to not live a boring ass life, you can, on your terms, introduce deliberately, strategically, intentionally, a few things into your life for media use, all right? For example, you can do one show per day for like 30 minutes. One show of whatever thing that you want to consume. And it's deliberate because it's you deciding, I'm going to watch one show. It's not mindless scrolling. There's no things or advertising going on. It's just you saying, I'm going to watch this show for one time. That's what I do. Right now, my thing is Dragon Ball. I grew up watching Dragon Ball. I'm Japanese. I love it. And it's just one episode of Dragon Ball. And it's like, this is my thing. I love it. Or another way you could do it is just say, I'm only going to go to my subscription feed in YouTube for 30 minutes a day, or an hour a day, whatever you want. I recommend not going more than 30 minutes, honestly. 30 minutes a day, I'm gonna go only to my subscription feed and see what the people I subscribe to are posting today. That's it, all right? That's all you can do. No more mindless stuff. The point is to be less mindless and more mindful. That's the whole point here. I'm not saying that you guys should always, forever, never use social media. That's what I do, but you don't have to. It's about being mindful. And so after you've detoxed this stuff, it's important because now, you can introduce stuff into your life on your terms, on what you want to have in your life. And that is the magic secret sauce for you guys. So just to recap, unstoppable relationships and intimacy you will have. Unstoppable focus you will have. Unstoppable emotional control and mood regulation you will have. To do that, start by doing a 7-day total detox. Then evaluate how you're feeling during this detox. Make note of all the times and emotions that usually leads you to wanting to escape to your phone. Number three, to find alternative activities, exercises, things to do to connect with people instead of going to your phone or to porn or whatever. And step four is to do it for 28 days. And that is how you completely desexualize your brain and you'll be happier than you ever have been. I love you with all my heart. I'll see you in the next video.
Hey, just wanted to let you know, I'm making my 30-day program free for everyone that wants to quit porn and masturbation and have sexual integrity. Check it out at benuyama.com. It's totally free for you guys. You get videos every day. You get content just like this, but a more in-depth step-by-step process on quitting porn. So check it out if you want to get serious about this stuff. Go to benuyama.com. It's totally free for you guys. All right, see ya.